The opinions of Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman don't reflect the views of Gal Media. Parental discretion is advised. KFNC Mont Bellevue, Houston, a Gal Media station.
All right, we've got injury news and all kinds of other stuff and football news. Let's just do this. It's a What Are the Odds Wednesday on the Blitz.
And here we go.
From the renterswarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
And on ESPN 97.5.com.
Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And The Blitz is on for Wednesday. Welcome to the greatest show in the history of the known universe with me, Fred Fowler, the Falcon, A.J. Hoffman, the role model, John Lee, the bleeping master. If you want to get in today, 713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776. You can also hit us up on the Blitz Facebook page. Just find the Blitz, click like, you're good to go. There's also Twitter, at Fred Fowler, F-A-O-U-R, at AJ is the real, at Jon Snow with a zero in the snow park, at Degenerates975. You can also text the show at 713-780-3776. And it's a Wednesday where we do things just a little bit differently. When you call, text, tweet, send a raven, smoke signals, use the telegraph, whatever.
Whatever, man.
Put odds on it. Morse code. What are the odds? Morse code for what are the odds is beep, 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 beep.
Yeah, I don't know. I don't think anybody's going to use that.
You didn't have to learn Morse code in the Army?
No. No, we just had regular radios where we talked.
Like human beings?
Yeah.
Yeah, okay. Just checking.
Yeah, I don't think the Russians were trying to intercept us at that point, so.
All right, what are the odds it's going to be a fun show today?
Oh, man, you never know these days. We've had some fun shows recently.
Yeah, pretty good run.
And I know you hate Tuesdays. I'm not a big Wednesday guy, to be honest. But because we've had a pretty solid run of fun and frivolity, I'll go with 75% fun show today.
All right, I like
Wait, are we going to take calls?
It's up to you. It's your call. I mean, this is half, well, half your show. You get to determine what you want to do. If you want to pass on the calls, we can.
If we take calls, I'm dropping it to 65.
Okay.
With calls or without calls, 75%.
All right. Well, I want it to be a good show, so we'll just play it by ear on the calls. If we get somebody we know is a good caller, maybe we'll put them on. But none of these random Case Keenum bozos.
Yeah.
Because that's where it'll go off the rails.
I don't need that. I don't need that.
What's going on with you today?
Just sports and stuff. I got it. You know what? I hate driving in this town.
Oh, welcome to the club, man.
Not just because of traffic, but because there's always stuff that messes up your car. And you know my luck with tires is not good in this town. And I don't think anybody has great luck with tires living in this town. But today, I got hit by a rock in my windshield. And I heard it hit. It was loud, and I was like, damn. I looked around. I couldn't really see any damage.
Yeah.
And then a couple hours later.
There it is.
It's like almost a foot long. Like it stretched out to both sides. The reason that I didn't see it at first was it because the rock hit like right on my text tag.
Yeah.
So it hit the chip, but then like all the lines came out. I was like, damn it. So I'm going to have to replace my windshield. It's just a pain in the ass. So that is the downside to my day.
There's all kinds of debris flying around out
there. Yes.
And people leave crap in the road or they fall out of people's trucks.
How come big trucks that carry like rocks and stuff, there should be some sort of rule that they shouldn't be allowed to use like the freeways.
Yeah, but where else are they going to go?
On the access road where the speed limits are lower and they're not chucking these giant rocks at people. Or they need to have them secured where if a rock comes out of your truck, like you should have to, you should be responsible for that. Instead, they just write on the back of their truck, not responsible for damage. And then they just go around damaging everybody. It's nonsense.
Well, sorry to hear that.
Like, what if I just put a big thing on my truck that said not responsible for damages and then I went crashing into people?
That'd be kind of interesting.
Would that make me not responsible because I had a sign? Erratic driver, not responsible for damages. You can't do that.
Interesting. Yeah, they get away with it.
They do. It's a crock, I tell you.
Well, I just hate how bad the drivers are in this city. I had to go this morning and run some errands, and I went through downtown, and the traffic was stopped, and there wasn't that much traffic. I couldn't figure it out, and I couldn't see in front of the car in front of me. But there was one lady, and basically she was in the middle of two lanes, stopped in the middle of the road on her phone, blocking traffic.
What's going on here?
I know. That's one of those where I just want to have, that's where I need the spy car, so I can just push a button.
Right.
And blow out her tires or something. Or disintegrate her. I mean, I'd be okay with disintegration. And the person in front of me didn't even bother honking, which I'm kind of like, okay, that's what you have a horn for, right?
Yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN. I have a bold statement today, AJ.
Okay.
I made this on Twitter last night, and I don't usually come out and say I think this is the best thing. The burger at Nancy's Hustle is the best burger I've ever had.
Wow. Okay.
That is a bold statement, I know. And everybody's like, well, have you tried this place? Yes. Any place you can mention in Houston, I've tried. And there's some really good ones. This okay. is the absolute best one I've ever had. Now, though, the quest is next time I go to Chicago, I have to go to the restaurant this guy's from because apparently they have the best one in the country.
Okay.
And that's why theirs is so good.
You know what I was, one of the reasons I'm bummed about not going to Minnesota is the Juicy Lucy burgers originated up there. The ones that have like the cheese inside the patty. So when you bite into it, melted cheese comes out.
Mm.
I was looking forward to that.
Mm.
But, you know, Fred.
Yeah.
You know.
What are you going to do?
What are you going to do?
I'd love to be there. And it just keeps getting worse. Each day I get invites to parties. Most of the time we don't go to the parties because there's not anything that interesting. And, of course, this year I'm getting all these cool ones that.
Right. They're doing way better parties all of a sudden.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, it's Minnesota. You got to do something, right?
Yeah. You can make it interesting. It's a good call.
But, I got one today, and it looked awesome. And I'm like, oh, man, they're going to have a bunch of the best craft beers at it that are up there. And I'm like, oh, yeah, that's just wonderful. But that's all right. Yeah, we'll be here. We'll have fun. We'll figure out a way. We'll survive. And nobody blew out their knee like Zerline did, apparently. Or foot. Did you hear about that?
Do you want to hear that story?
Yeah, let's hear that story.
Give me a sec.
Oh, okay. Oh, well. We're off to the...
I tripped over a sidewalk. Started to fall forward with four scouts that were right there on the corner. I wasn't able to get under my momentum, and so I made the decision as I was taking like my fifth or sixth step forward, just said, well, you just gotta fall now. I got up, like, are you okay, man? You okay? And yeah, I'm fine. I'm walking, and it's a little bit sore. I see our friend Martin Fox, who's concierge to the world, and we start walking. He goes, hey, what's up? I said, I just fell down, and my foot's hurting a little bit. Kept walking. I'm starting to limp a little bit. He goes, man, you need to get to the hospital? I'm like, no, I'm good. I got to get to this practice. I'll push through this. Walk gets slower. Limp gets more pronounced. Walk gets slower. Limp gets much more pronounced. And as I'm sitting there talking, I realized, man, this is starting to hurt a little more. Martin just kept saying, dude, you got to go to the hospital. So I went upstairs, and I asked one would be, and they just happen to have the orthopedic group who handles the Senior Bowl, you know, any injuries. So I drove over there, which is another good plan, is driving on the messed up foot. I get there. They x-ray it. They have to rule out Liz Frank injury. I'm like, oh, my God. Now my foot's getting numb, and I'm thinking, Doc, am I going to lose this foot? He goes, good news is I don't see enough separation here for this to be Liz Frank. He said, and I don't see, there's no fractures. He said, where you're feeling your pain, that's going to be, you've probably torn at least one, if not two tendons when you hyperextended, or ligaments, because you must have hyperextended your foot and torn stuff. He goes, this is going to creep into your ankle as well and the side of your foot. I can get you a walking boot, and all I can think is, oh, crap.
Yeah, Lance sounds a little either like he was out late last night or he's coming down with a cold.
They
gave him some drugs, I bet.
Yeah.
I think Percocet.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, so he did the first hour and 30 minutes of his show, and then he kind of had to step aside because he couldn't do it the 30 minutes extra the rest of the show.
Well, he's a trooper. He did get his column in this morning, and it is on Sports Map.
Good for him.
And rest of that story is that they told him, you have to be in the walking boot. We can give you one of those knee, it's like a kind of like a a chair for your knee where you kind of wheel around. And then he denied that because he didn't want to get made fun of.
Interesting. All right, then. Poor Lance. But I was surprised when I actually got his column because I knew that had happened, and I figured he wouldn't be able to write it. And he was a little late, and so he's all apologetic. I wasn't expecting you, to be honest.
Yeah, he's in Mobile, Alabama, for those that don't know, for the Senior Bowl.
Yeah, so those impressive Senior Bowl practices. Mm. Jesse says he was listening. He sounded high as a kite.
Good for him, though. At least he got some good drugs while he's there.
Or he says, you got a list of your top five burgers from around Houston off the top of your head. I can tell you, well, Nancy's Hustle is one. The other ones I like are, you know, the typical ones, Lankford's and Sparkles and places like that.
Yeah, but the Hubcap. I miss Burger Guys, man. Those guys did a real damn good burger.
But I'm telling you.
Is the burger there big?
No.
I want a big burger.
Well, it's more than you think. It looks very small, but it's actually got two patties.
Okay.
So it fills you up. I mean,
I get pissed off. I go to Hop Dotty, and Hop Dotty is one of those places where you're paying $15 for a burger when I'm already like, oh, what the $15 burger? And then I get it and it looks like a kid burger.
I would pay $25 for this burger, and it's less than. I mean, their food there is so inexpensive for how good it is. I wouldn't bitch if they raise the price $10 on every plate, to be honest with you. There's so much I want to try there. Like, I hear the braised lamb is amazing, but
I love lamb.
Like, I go in there and I take one look at the menu and it's like, I got to have that burger again. I've had it 3 times now. I dream about that burger. That's how good it is. I can't believe it's hard to get a spot in there. You've got to get reservations. Although, like last night, we got lucky. We just drove by and there were spots at the bar. So we decided to eat. And I was just like,
that was not bad.
Thank goodness. All right, quick break. A lot to get to. It is a What Are the Odds Wednesday on The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're listening to The Blitz.
Hey, guys, sports to you.
On ESPN 97.5.
Sports to you.
Guys, shopping for electricity rates, it can be tough. Tri-Eagle, though, they're trying to make it easier for you. They are a born and raised in Texas company that provides simple fixed rates, which means you're going to pay the same rate no matter how much or how little electricity you use. There's no hidden fees. It's an easy, fast sign-up process with no gimmicks, no surprises on your bill. In fact, you'll receive a weekly usage update, so you already have an estimate for your energy charges before your bill even hits the mail. Sign up for the basic Eagle 12. It can lock you in for 12 months at 8.7 cents when you use the promo code ESPN. What are you waiting for? It's an easy decision that you can feel good about, guys. 877-93-EAGLE or visit them at TriEagleEnergy.com. That's TriEagleEnergy.com, PUCT number 10064.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. 713-780-ESPN is your number. Julian said, what are the odds I nailed the first two races at SHRP thanks to the Falcon percent 1,000?
Boom.
Yeah, I did pretty well early. I started with $200 in my account today. I have $209 in my account now. But the good news
is I
got it up to like almost 400 at one point. Then I was down to like 80. It just up and down and then wound up winning $9. But I do get I get 10% back on my horse bets. So I'll get a chunk of money in there this afternoon.
Man, I've just been killing college hoops the last few days.
Yeah.
And then last night I went 0-3. I was like, oh, it's that bring you back down to earth thing. But it's been a pretty good run lately. I think it's helped me not putting my picks on Twitter. And then when I lose, lost.
It's your loss.
I have to deal with people bitching at me after I lost.
Suck. Yeah. I've been getting that.
It's like, you've won 4 days in a row and you lost today. You suck.
Yeah. I get a lot of that on the horse picks and I just ignore it. I mean, it's not sticking a gun to your head and telling you to use them. But I am putting them on Sports Map, so they are available if you want them, but you don't have to use them. A lot of people, I guess, missed the name. I was talking about Nancy's Hustle for the burger place. You know what? I'm curious. Is Eric Sandler here today?
I don't know. I'll go check.
I'm just curious. I'd like to ask him if there's a better burger in town that he's had. I have to admit, I've really upped my eating game since he's been around. I've learned a lot from him. Just like I've upped my barbecue game thanks to you, but I've upped my fancy restaurant game thanks to Eric.
Is it okay if, AJ, is it okay if I go check if he's here?
Yeah, I don't care.
You sure?
Yeah, I'm all right.
Okay. You want him on the show?
Yeah, just for a second.
Okay.
I just want to ask him. But, the thing is, it's like if I want to know the best sushi place, I'm going to ask John because he loves sushi.
Yeah.
If I want to know the best barbecue place, I'm going to ask you. I think my favorite foods, like my go-tos, are burgers and beef fajitas.
Those are good things.
Those are my two favorites. Like if that's my last meal and I'm about to get, I'm about to go to the chair for whacking somebody, that's what I'd want.
Yeah.
Burgers and fajitas.
Yeah, I like barbecue a lot. I like Tex-Mex a lot.
Yeah.
And then I like burgers and pizza. But I don't know how I could narrow those down. That's probably my final four categories. But I have no way of narrowing that down.
Yeah, well, it just depends on what mood you're in, too.
Right.
But like pizza, I've had like, oh my God, moments only a couple times. One of them was the first time I had that pizza at San Marcos at Pie Society. And I was just like, oh my God, it's the best pizza I've ever had. This burger was the same thing.
Okay.
It's like the first one I had, I thought that. And I thought, well, I'm just hungry and I've been waiting to get in this place for a while. And then the second one was like, okay, maybe it's just in my head that I think it's this good. So last night was my final reaffirmation that, that's best burger ever.
Yeah, pizza for me is... Austin is now better. It's so much better with pizza than Houston is. There's a few good places here.
I haven't found that oh my God place here, though.
Like,
I found a lot of good places, but not that.
I like Pizarro's Pizza. I like this pie, just PI pizza. That's good. And then I like...
District 7 Pizzeria is pretty good. That's where I order from now. When I first started getting them, they had too much garlic on them, which I don't like.
But I like garlic.
But I guess somebody
pile it on for me.
But I guess somebody told them that because they stopped doing it, and now they're damn near perfect.
And then I like Star Pizza still.
Yeah, Star Pizza if you want deep dish.
Yeah,
it's the closest. That'll
fill me up though. Too much.
But the thing is, I haven't been going there because I've been in Chicago so much. I'm going to these Chicago places to get deep dish, and then it's kind of hard to come back and I need like 3 months between that and trying to eat some here because it's just not the. It's just not the same.
Blake says, big ramen fans. I've fallen in love with it lately. Yeah, I like a good ramen. I like that stuff. But I don't know. It's not in my top five.
Yeah. Yeah. I would say pizza's in my top five for sure, along with the other two. And then probably, I don't know. I don't know what my other ones would be. In our case, I'd have to add crawfish to that list. I'm more of a shrimp guy than a crawfish guy. Always have been.
Yeah.
You have to work too hard with the crawfish.
That's true.
And you get good fresh shrimp. That's good stuff, man.
That is. You know what else I like? It's probably rounds out my top five and may be in my top four. I'd have to bump one of those other things out. But I just like going to the Brazilian steakhouses.
Yeah.
And just eating a bunch of steak and meat.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm fantasizing about it because I haven't had red meat in 4 days now?
You can see the end now. You got a week.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
So, 713-780-ESPN, 713-780-3776. And it's funny. Everybody says, you should try this. What about this? What about that? I've tried them all. Trust me. Every single place you're going to mention, unless it's in some place like the Woodlands, which it's just not happening. So, there's no point. But, yeah, I've tried them all. And... man, it was awesome. I guess the best of the inexpensive burgers, probably Five Guys, I would say.
Like for, if you're just quite fast food. But,
yeah, a step above fast food.
You know what? Five Guys, another place that their burgers are small.
Yeah, they kind of are.
But they give you so many fries. That's how they trick you. They fill you up on those fries. John, you remember when I got those fries? Dude, I ordered a small French fry. And I'm telling you, my bag was just, there was French fries coming out of the bag. It was so full of French fries.
They give you like a little tiny little cup.
There's like a little cup inside the giant pile of fries.
Yeah, but then they like keep piling it on until your bag is full.
You never get to the cup. I mean, there's too many French fries. And I like their French fries too.
Yeah.
They're good fries. But it's too much. And I want more burger and less fries.
Interesting.
I'm not coming to Five Guys French fry shop. I'm looking for those burgers.
Yeah, but it's like now that I've had this, I don't know that I can go back to any of that, especially because it's right down the street. You know, it's just a matter of being able to get in and get a spot. Because I probably eat burgers once or twice a week.
Yeah.
On average. So, 713-780-ESPN on a What Are the Odds Wednesday. Nathan says, but have you tried that McDonald's place? It's all the rage. So, but yeah, I'm getting a lot of suggestions for places. But again, if it's in
the, if it's in the loop, you've had it. Have you had Killen's Burgers?
I have.
Oh, at the Killen's Burger place?
Yes.
Okay. Man, that's a good burger,
It's a good burger. It's probably...
That's also another one, though. I wish it would be a little bit bigger.
Yeah, I'd probably slot it ahead of Hubcap.
And that's it's just such a simple thing they do. It's good. That's a good place.
But I'd put it below, like, Champs and Sparkles and Langford.
Okay.
Good.
See, I think Langford is a little bit overrated.
See, I think it's pretty solid.
Everyone tells me how great it is. I go, and it's a good burger. Don't get me wrong. It's not junk.
No.
But
somebody says, please name some of your pizza places in Austin. Moved out here months ago and have not found anything good as good as the pizza places in Houston.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, that Pious place, which is out, it's more like towards Dripping Springs, is fantastic. Stanley's, which is at the on the property at Jester King, is fantastic. Via 313, which is sort of South Austin. Most of the places I know are in South Austin, but it's really good. Even Pine House is very good. There's good pizza all over Austin.
There you go.
There used to not be. When I lived there, there was none. But times have changed. They've stepped it up. Houston stepped up their barbecue.
Yeah, the barbecue game here is... Yeah. And I kind of blame us for that because we bitched about it when you first got here.
Oh, man.
And stayed on it. And now it's strong.
Yeah, I would. You know me. I love barbecue so much. And I move from Austin to here... When did I move here, Jung? 2010?
Sounds about right.
Yeah, I think it was 2010. Yeah.
Well, let me tell you what the Houston barbecue scene was in 2010. It was garbage. And everybody got mad at me, and they thought I was just being a typical Austinite, blah, blah, blah. No, it was trash here.
I was saying that, and I've been here my whole life.
Yes, and now they've got it going on here. Now I'm proud to say that Houston is a good barbecue town, a great barbecue town. But when in 2010, oh, boy, it was bad news. There's nothing good about it.
713-780-ESPN is your number, 713-780-3776 if you want to get in. And, people are suggesting pizza places, and they're all over the city that in areas I would never go. So,
right.
You know, that's – now, it's weird, though. I will drive to San Marcos on a Sunday to get their pizza just for that. I've done that a couple times, but I'm not going to drive to Webster or something for something I've never had.
Right.
I have to know that it's good.
Jermaine says, you guys tried Tornado Burger. I haven't. I've never even heard of Tornado Burger.
I haven't either.
And Barry asks if we're Fuddruckers fans. Fuddruckers is all right.
It's okay for, right? Like, occasionally I'll meet the wife for lunch, but then we go to Miller's, which is also on my list of pretty good burgers.
It takes a long time to get your burger there.
Yeah, I like taking the kids there sometimes. They like it. But I wouldn't go on my own, probably.
Yeah, Michael, he sent us a list of a bunch of places that are in... you're talking about an hour from my house. I got nothing to do with Texas City or Seabrook. That's...
Yeah, well, and having grown up down there, I try not to spend much time there anymore.
Yeah,
unless I have to.
You're trying to send me to the moon.
Dr. Dre asking, what are some of your favorite fajita places? I like El Tiempo and the original Ninfas on Navigation. I like both of those.
Lupe Tortilla does some really
they
good
do.
Beef fajitas. Their chicken fajitas, meh.
Yes,
beef fajitas are legit.
But I only do beef. And okay. Molina's on Westheimer has really good beef fajitas.
Okay.
I've been to that one. That's where I usually go for lunch when I'm down here for work. All right. Quick break. It is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
ESPN 97.5.
It's a new year is it a happy one? And if it's not happy, maybe it's because of your job. Maybe you're not happy at work. Why haven't you considered an IT career? If it's because you weren't the best student in high school, maybe you weren't great at math or science, who cares? It doesn't matter. That's high school. This isn't rocket science, guys. It's My Computer Career. See if an IT career could work for you. Go to mycomputercareer.edu. Take the free career evaluation today. You could start your new life as an IT pro in as little as 4 months. You attend classes on campus or live online just twice a week. You get everything you need to start your new career. It's more than just a school. My Computer Career helps you get into the industry because they work with hundreds of employers that hire their students. My Computer Career is nationally accredited. Financial aid is available for those who qualify, including the GI Bill. Classes start up soon. Make new year, new career your resolution and take that free career evaluation today. Just takes a couple minutes. MyComputerCareer.edu. That's MyComputerCareer.edu.
From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we are back on The Blitz. What are the odds you guys are going to talk sports? What major sports are we missing right now,
AJ? Yeah, what are we going to talk about?
Yeah. Talk about the Rockets playing the Mavericks? Crickets.
This is like the slowest sports week.
Pretty much, yeah.
Because next week is going to be all Super Bowl.
Yeah.
But for now, there's not a lot going on.
Rather talk food. I'm getting hungry now, too.
Yeah.
Just thinking about it. But, we'll get to sports. Let's see. There's LeBron James, fastest all-time scorer, 30,000 points. Could do that. Case Keenum's family treated roughly by Eagles fans. We got that. Ooh.
Oh, boy.
Can't wait to talk about that.
So Herm Edwards was on Golic and Wingo this morning, and he basically didn't know how recruiting worked until today, or until recently, until he took the job. He went on to say, "Where recruiting has gone, Mike, this is the most professional football. This is almost like professional football when it comes to recruiting kids and evaluating these guys. It's big. We're already in the 2019 guys. I basically came in here, set up a pro model of how we're going to go about evaluating players. But the evaluation is the key here in college football. It's not like in pro football. In pro football, it's interesting because when you win, you draft last. But in college football, you recruit. You have to go after guys. So, welcome to college football, Herm Edwards.
That's not going to work at all. You remember when UH hired Clyde Drexler and
oh yeah,
Clyde has talked about this, about how he had no idea what he was getting into with the recruiting and everything else, and there was an adjustment period. I mean, and he wasn't much of a success at it. And I think Clyde was better set up to be successful than Herm Edwards is.
He goes on to say, I'll tell you what now, you're not only recruiting kids, sometimes you're trying to recruit the parents too. That's what's amazing. You have to stay in contact with these kids.
Well, I think Arizona got the better end of that deal with Kevin Sumlin. I'll just say that. Of the Arizona schools, they got the better coach.
Yeah, well.
So, 713-780 ESPN.
Yeah, I don't know how long it's going to last there. The Herm Edwards thing. Drunk Bebo says, how long does the Herman experiment go on? Is he talking about Tom Herman?
No, I think he means Herm Edwards.
Oh, okay.
I hope.
Well, yeah. Well, that's TBD. Tom Herman, I think they're happy with.
Yeah, I think
Texas feels like they hired the right guy.
I think he's fine unless he has like a 7-5 year next year. Then I think the heat starts turning up a little bit.
Yeah.
But I don't anticipate that. I think they're going to be okay. I really expect them to have a good year next year. So, 713-780-ESPN. What are the odds that people that complain about you guys not talking sports die in a fire? If low, how can we increase those odds? I don't want them to die. I just want them to maybe get a little more of a life.
Yeah, I mean, I don't know. Like I say, this is probably selfish, but we do the kind of show that we feel like is entertaining. You know, when we put together a show, we're trying to not bore people.
Yeah.
And that's sort of been our philosophy from the go. And I think we do okay.
Yeah, yeah.
We've been doing this for a long time.
Some days,
we got it.
Some days better than others.
Yeah, we're not perfect. Nobody is.
Yeah. But, you know, we're going to talk about what we think is interesting.
And by the way,
if you don't think it's interesting, the great thing is you just change the channel.
I say this to people all the time. When people say, I wish you guys talked more sports on the show. We try to make this show like a couple buddies talking. Like the way you would talk to your buddies if you go to Buffalo Wild Wings, you're talking to your boys while the game is on or something. And I say it all the time. If you have someone in your group of friends or you are someone who doesn't talk about anything but sports, no one likes you. No one likes that guy. He's weird. It's odd when people only can talk about one thing. So we try to be a little more versatile than that weird guy who can only talk about sports. I don't think there's anything wrong with that. I mean, expand your interest base.
I think part of it is, well, it just...
I mean, can you imagine someone who the only thing they ever talked to you about was sports?
Yes. We have people in this building that do that.
Oh, it's miserable.
Why'd you think about that? We just talked about that.
It's for miserable.
15 minutes.
And God, I got to tell you, like when interns, when they try to talk to me about sports, I hate it because when I'm not on the air, I hardly talk about sports at all. Because how much can you say? If you heard me say it on the air, that's it. That's all I had to say on the matter.
Yeah. So, no, I wasn't holding anything back.
Yeah.
And Monday was all sports.
It was a sportsy day.
Yesterday was kind of a mix. Today's a What Are the Odds Wednesday. So we're just going to take it where it goes. That's how things work. Sometimes it goes into fun places. Sometimes it goes into, sometimes it becomes cow puns.
Yep.
And sometimes it's just maybe light up a bud and chill. I would suggest.
Yeah, that's a good call.
Yeah, that'll make it easier. What are the odds the Raiders go to a Super Bowl in the next 3 years? I'm not sold on John Gruden. I don't know that I like that move. I thought Jack Del Rio was doing a pretty good job there. They had a bad season this year. Derek Carr was hurt all year, even came out and said that. The back was bothering him. And, you know, I think they were headed the right direction. But I don't know if Gruden can coach.
Yeah. I mean, he hasn't in a while.
Yeah.
Hey, just curious, did I have the Eagles in the Super Bowl or did I have the Packers? Do you still have that list
on you? Yeah, I got that list.
You kept that list?
Oh, yeah.
I think I had...
We all had Patriots. Oh, no. I had the Raiders.
I had Steelers.
We all had the same team playing in the Super Bowl for the NFC.
Seahawks?
Packers.
The Seahawks.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
All three of us did. They didn't even make the playoffs.
Shane Bell. Ding,
Junk,
ding, ding.
Junk did have Philadelphia winning the NFC East.
Nice.
We both had the New York Giants, which in hindsight is humiliating.
Yeah. Wow.
We picked a lot of teams. Like, I picked two of the six NFC teams to make the playoffs, Atlanta and Carolina. You picked...
I think I had Arizona as one of mine.
The only team from the NFC that you had make the playoffs was Carolina.
Mm.
And Jong had Philly, Carolina, and Atlanta.
I didn't have Minnesota getting the wild card.
No, you had Green Bay. Your wild cards were Carolina and Arizona.
Okay. I think I was down to Arizona or Minnesota.
And you surprisingly didn't take the Saints to win the South. You took Tampa Bay.
Well, yeah, that worked out.
No, not so much. In the AFC... I had Pittsburgh, New England, Tennessee, and Kansas City. I had 4 out of 6. That's not bad.
Yeah.
You had Pittsburgh, New England, Kansas City, Tennessee. You had 4 out of 6. Jong had Pittsburgh, New England, and Kansas City. We had 3 out of 6. We all had Oakland. Jong had you guys both had the Texans.
Look like suckers now.
Fools. Of course, I had the Bengals.
Well, if you hadn't cursed Deshaun Watson, you did that on purpose.
And then Jong had Miami.
Ugh.
Yeah, I think we can put this to bed. I'm the only one. I'm the only one left who has a team in the fight. I did pick New England to. No, I picked Oh, I don't know. I don't know who I picked to win the Super Bowl.
I think you picked the Seahawks.
Because I have, I think I did too, because I have, I put a star next to everyone's, super, like, because I circled their AFC champ, and then I put a star by the one they had winning. I didn't get a star, because but I starred both of your teams. Did you pick Pittsburgh to win the Super Bowl?
Yes, I did.
Okay, then yeah, I think I had Seattle.
Shane Bell for me.
Yeah, and Jong had Seattle to win the Super Bowl.
I really thought this was the year the Steelers got by the Patriots, and then...
And they couldn't get by the Jaguars.
No, no.
All right. Well, I can officially throw away our prediction sheet.
Yeah.
It's
we can put that to bed.
It's gone. Have people paid Fred for the death pool yet?
No, not yet.
Come on, man.
All right. Let's get a list
Who
of names.
Is it?
And we're
going to
start calling them out on air every day until they pay.
We've got 1 week until we do this next year's Deadpool. We're ready to go.
You can start one now.
Yeah, but it's crazy to start one when people haven't been paid for the last one.
Yeah, I'll get the names of everybody during the break.
We need to shame these people.
Indeed. And
it's $10. I mean, what are we doing? It's $10? You can't come up with 10 bucks? Give me a break.
And all I'm going to do with that is buy beer for us.
Ugh.
It's kind of the, you win, you share thing, right?
Yeah.
I think Barry Warner paid, Patrick Creighton paid, AJ paid.
That's it?
Yes.
Oh, boy.
Well, And Patrick Venmo'd me.
Okay.
Well, you're collecting, so you don't have to pay.
I mean, I didn't play anyway.
You didn't play? Oh, that's right. No. You were offended by the whole thing.
I wasn't offended. I was more, I didn't want to put any bad juju on me.
Hey, I got to ask you guys a question.
Okay.
On the other side of this break, obviously.
Is this a radio tease?
This is a radio tease. You remember the other day we were talking about Aziz and Siri and if he was... if he was really a bad guy.
Yes.
And I think we all agreed that wasn't a bad guy move. That's just like a dude trying to get laid.
Yeah.
I got another guy that I'm starting to wonder if he should be involved in the hashtag Me Too.
Okay.
So I we'll talk about him on the other side.
Yeah, and I had not read that story when we talked about it, and I've gone back and read it, and it's just... I don't think the guy did anything wrong.
I'm
it
with
was just
you.
A bad date.
Yeah. Listen, a guy goes on a date with you, you guys are giving each other oral, and he wants to get laid, and you don't want to give it up, and he just says, okay, well, let's just end the date then. That's the right thing to do. I'm Team Aziz on that. But I got another guy we'll talk about on the other side.
All right. Now, a lot of people keep coming, I just missed the burger place. Go check my Twitter timeline from last night, because I have a whole tweet about it, so... I don't want to have to, I can't respond to everybody individually who's asking me. So it's on my timeline. Quick break. It's a Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
You're going to answer that?
To call into the HRNP listener line, dial 713-780-ESPN. ACA could be tweaked, reformed, or repealed in the future. But for now, employers must comply. Visit HRP.net for help. From the RentersWarehouse.com studios in Houston, Texas, this is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5. Here's Fred Fowler and A.J. Hoffman.
And we're back on The Blitz. It's time to get on the map. SportsMap.com, your one-stop shop for all things Houston sports on the internet. Lots of great stuff on there today. Let's go check it out. Lance Zierlein came off the disabled list to write a column on why he actually believes in the Rockets now. He's buying in. Dell has a column on how it's okay to hate Tom Brady and the Patriots and that sports hate is a good thing. And we've got this week in the WWE. We've got
another one?
Well, yeah, this is Jose who does it every week. So
oh, okay.
he included last night's stuff. We have our...
They do wrestling on Tuesday nights now, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, SmackDown.
SmackDown.
I thought that was Thursday.
No, they moved it to Tuesdays.
Yeah. Oh, because the NFL started being on Thursday? It was probably killing them.
No. I'm sure they do. I mean, back in not even that long ago, they did pretty well even with Monday Night Football.
Man, that's wild.
But, we got our weekly golf column on there from our listener, Josh, who is now riding golf for us once a week. And so if you're into golf, that's there. And then we have Jerry's gambling recap from the weekend, and he has some fun with the quarterback numbers. Just like if you look at the numbers, who would you think this guy is?
For the love of God, look at PTI.
No, we're not watching PTI. Oh,
okay.
What were they showing?
It's their topic is uniform advantage. Eagles or Patriots?
Okay, so would you rather hear that, uniform advantage, or hear about where you can get a great burger?
That's what people want.
That's what I'm talking about.
Yeesh.
How can you talk about uniform advantage for 90 seconds?
Well, I think having the white uniform makes the Patriots look majestic, Jong. And a majestic Patriot is unbeatable.
Connor says, what are the odds that dudes that talk sports 24/7 are on the spectrum? Probably. Mm. Probably. And then Lamont says we could use the 6-10 model of 85% Texans, 5% Astros Rockets, 10% O'Brien's greatness. They love him over there?
I don't know. I honestly haven't listened to them in forever. When I do listen to sports now, I try to listen to our guys. But I haven't. Is that what they do? Lamont would know.
Yeah, he would.
I do know there's a lot of O'Brien apologists out there because whenever we start ripping on him, it's like, oh, no, that was Rick Smith's
fault.
How
dare you?
Yeah. He's great. He's told us he's great.
Well, just from them grading the general manager's press conference tells you a lot about
good Lord,
the content over there.
Yeah. Blake recommending a place in Webster. It is too far for me because if I go down there, I'm going to something particular. But
yeah, I ain't got no time.
I need to get down there and visit my family a little more often, so maybe I can.
I'm not going to visit your family though, so there's nothing for me.
No, but I haven't been the best son lately. I haven't gotten down there much, but I've been busy. You know, I'm trying to sustain the empire now. It's right. Built. It's just now we got to keep it where it is before somebody tears it down by doing something stupid, which I'm not going to talk about. 713-780-ESPN.
So we only have two people that haven't paid because Jermaine paid me electronically for this year and last year. So he's in for this year.
Okay.
And so the only two that haven't paid are Mr. Barry Lamnack and Mr. Todd Farker.
Todd, the boss, hasn't paid.
Yeah. Hey, keep that one $10 for my entry for this year. The one that got PayPal or whatever.
Yeah, that's fine.
713-780-ESPN. You want to try a call? Let's do one call. We'll see if it works.
We could try it.
Sean, you're on the Blitz. Go.
Yeah, I had a question. What are the odds Wednesday? What are the odds that Mike Vrabel lasts longer than a year as a head coach? I'll go ahead and hang up the Blitz.
I didn't hear what he asked. It was something about Mike Vrabel.
What are the odds he lasts more than a year as head coach?
I mean, he'll last more than a year.
I think so, too. I mean, it's 100%.
But if they bottom out and go 5-11 next year or something, he's going to have a pretty short leash to next year if they get off to a 1-4 start. And I could see that happening. I mean, they overachieved a lot this year to get to 9-7. And if he winds up calling the plays on defense, they are going to regress. I would bet a small child, not my child, of course, but someone's small child on that. 713-780-ESPN is your number.
But we don't know if that's... I mean, we don't know what's going to go on.
No. 806 says, my brother-in-law only talks about sports. He's 48 and still lives at home.
Well, there you go. That's odd.
Yeah. You get a lot of people asking about what's the best Philly cheesesteak place in town. I don't really do Philly cheesesteak. So I can't really answer that.
I don't know what the best one is.
A lot of people talk about that Jake's, but I just, it's not something I eat much of.
Yeah.
Todd just texted me saying that, he did try to pay a 20. I didn't have change. So he said he'd get me the 10 to me this week, but it just didn't happen.
All right. And then
he had a 20.
Once everybody's paid, we can get a draft going again and get this year.
All right. Tell people if they want to play next year to just give you a 20.
Yeah. Pay in advance.
So you guys want to play 20?
No.
If Todd gives you a 20,
I see what you're saying.
He's in for next year.
Okay.
Yeah. 10's a good number because it's not enough money for anybody to care about it.
Right.
But it gives us a little rooting interest.
Yeah, exactly.
All right.
I did a radio tease and then I didn't follow up on it. That's
my bad. Do it when we come back. Again, the show's just going where it goes. Quick break. It's the Blitz on ESPN 97.5.
This is The Blitz on ESPN 97.5.